interesting to note, there are different opinions on when we light Hanukkah candles. There are some who light Hanukkah candles at the beginning of Shkia, which means right after sunset, or right at sunset, just about, before davening Ma'ariv. There are others who light it at Seis HaKoychovim, which is the end of Shkia, which, depending on where you are, depending on what opinions, in Chutz Loretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, in places like the United States, for some people that could be 72 minutes after when Shkia started. For some people it's 60 minutes, 50 minutes, 90 minutes. There's all kinds of different opinions as to when Seis HaKoychovim is, which is the end of Shkia, or, as some do, the Litvisha and others do, at the beginning of Shkia. However, when it comes to Friday, everybody's got to get up a little early. And because of Shabbos candle lighting, and once the woman lights Shabbos candles, she usually automatically accepts Shabbos upon herself. And therefore, she can't do any lighting of any other candles after that. And her husband can't light for her after that. If she is forbidden, if it's Shabbos for her, if she has accepted Shabbos upon herself, then she cannot light another candle, and somebody can't light that candle to be moitzi her with a mitzvah that she herself cannot do. If she's forbidden to do it, you know, she herself would be forbidden. We can't really light it for her at that time. Therefore, the custom is, in general, that everybody lights Hanukkah candles before Shabbos candles. And since Shabbos candles are being lit at the latest possible, 18 minutes before Shkia, in places like New York or other places, those that are privileged to live in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, or other places where they accept the custom of the Beis Yosef, who it said 40 minutes before Shkia, that candle lighting time on Friday is 40 minutes before Shkia, and those who are zecher to be even more religious and add a couple of minutes to that. We know that you're allowed to light Shabbos candles from Plag HaMincha on. That's the earliest time you're allowed to light Shabbos candles. Unfortunately, Klal Yisrael has fallen tremendously, where on the calendars, when they print candle lighting time, they forget to add one word. There's one word missing there. That's not candle lighting time. That's latest candle lighting time. The time that appears on almost all of the calendars is the latest time that a Jewish woman should possibly be lighting candles. If she's serious, and if her husband is serious, if she really knows what Shabbos is, that Shabbos is $1 trillion, and you have a choice whether to have the $1 billion be delivered at 5 o'clock or at 4 o'clock, most rational, sane, normal people will prefer to have it delivered a little bit earlier. I don't want it to show at the last minute possible. I want it the first minute possible. And those that were privileged to have Rav Rosenfeld, Zechron Avrocha, as their rabbi, were taught this. They were taught to train their wives that the time for candle lighting on Friday, all year round, is Plag HaMincha. That's the preferred time, which in some cases is 40, 50 minutes before the rest of the world is lighting Shabbos candles. Not the rest of the world, the rest of the people in the neighborhood, whether it's Borough Park, Williamsburg, you know, all the holiest places, most people are going by the calendar time, which is the 18 minutes, because they haven't been educated, or they forgot, or they think it's impossible. I'm lucky if I light it at that time. But they don't realize that it's a matter of training. It's a matter of what you taught and what you choose, how you choose to train yourself or to train your B'nai Bayis. And those that have done this, those that do this, it's an incredible high. It's incredible high to see a woman getting ready to light candles, not the rushing and screaming and fighting, you're going to be late, all of that gas. On the contrary, She knows the time she's lighting is the earliest possible time. And again, you have to be careful with that, because if you light a minute or two before the earliest time, it's a bracha levatola. It's saying Hashem's name in vain. It's a nuclear problem. It's a nuclear sin. You don't want to do that. So you want to make sure you have an accurate calendar or an accurate computer program that tells you Plag HaMincha, and then you add a minute or two to that if you want, or three, to play it extra safe. So that even if the calendar is off a minute or two, you know you played extra safe. You're definitely not lighting too early. But that's a Jew who does that is welcoming the Shekhinah into his home before everybody else. He has the Shekhinah in his house 40 minutes or 50 minutes or 20 minutes before other people who said, no, Shekhinah, stay outside. I have time. You don't have to come yet. You can come a little later. Chas v'shalom. When it comes to Chanukah, when it comes to Shabbos Chanukah, again, depending on what your custom is, you can't, Chanukah candles also, can't be lit before Plag HaMincha. Otherwise, it's not night, it's not the new day at all. You're lighting the candles for the new day. Plag HaMincha, it's not, you know, before that, it's not the new day at all, whatsoever. So the earliest time to light Shabbos candles or Chanukah candles is Plag HaMincha. When on Erev Shabbos Chanukah, again, because we want to make sure to light the Chanukah candles before the Shabbos candles. And we don't want to light the Chanukah candles like that, you know, say the bracha in 4 seconds and rush, because if not, she's going to be lighting candles late. We make sure to look up before what the times are, what the earliest time, what the latest time is for Shabbos candles, and we back up 10, 15 minutes or a half hour before that, you know, to enjoy lighting Chanukah candles even on Friday. You're allowed to enjoy it on Friday also. It doesn't have to be a terrifying experience or terrorizing the kids or the wife, everybody. It could be an enjoyable thing if it's planned out correctly, if it's planned out. So again, we light the Chanukah candles first. Then the woman can go ahead and light the Shabbos candles. And regarding Moiz Tzur, the singing, that certainly can be done after she lights Shabbos candles also. So if you see that it's tight, we don't tell her to wait 15 minutes or an hour until I finish my Chanukah's Zmiris and everything and light Shabbos candles late, Chas v'Shalom, anything like that. We time it correctly, so we're doing both the Chanukah candles and the Shabbos candles correctly. Many people have the custom on Erev Shabbos Chanukah to daven Mincha earlier than they usually do. Meaning even those people who usually daven Mincha Ketana on Shabbos, they don't daven 1 o'clock in the afternoon or 12 o'clock. They daven a half hour before the Shkia so that they're finishing Mincha at Shkia time. Because I'm going to be lighting Chanukah candles. And Chanukah candles means tomorrow. Chanukah candles is for Shabbos, not for Friday. If I light Chanukah candles first, and then I go to shul to daven mincha, it's sort of a contradiction. There are thousands of Jews that do it, and there are rabbis that condone. It's not forbidden. My rabbi, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, followed the custom that thousands of Jews do, which is that on Erev Shabbos Chanukah, that's one of the rare occasions where we daven Mincha Gedola, we daven Mincha at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3, whatever it is, and after Mincha, we're going to be lighting Shabbos, we're going to be lighting Chanukah candles first, followed by Shabbos candles. Why did I want to bring the whole thing in? Because here, Rav Nosson Sasse is speaking about bringing Shabbos into the weekdays. On Chanukah is one of the times when everybody brings a little more of Shabbos into the weekdays. Because we're lighting Shabbos candles, because we're lighting Chanukah candles and then Shabbos candles, and we're trying to make sure to do all of it, you know, early. And again, obviously to make sure that you have enough oil in the receptacle to burn till 30 minutes minimum, 30 minutes after Tseis HaKoychovim. Now, it's because according to those opinions that hold that you light Chanukah candles at the end of Shkia, which is Tzei Sakuchavim, from that point, you have to have at least 30 minutes of firepower. So no matter how early, if you're lighting at Plag HaMincha, which in New York can be 2.5 hours before Tzei Sakuchavim, you have to make sure that you're, it could be 2 hours before Tzei Sakuchavim, you have to make sure you have enough oil in there to burn from when you light till at least minimum 30 minutes after Tzei Sakuchavim. And obviously you can't relight it if it, after it goes out, if Shabbos has started already. Chas v'shalom.